I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Tonight on our Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast, we're visiting with Jacob Jefferson, a junior on the CSC men's basketball team here in our first show of 2021. Jake, glad to have you down here in the studio. How are you doing today?
I'm good. And how are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. It's college basketball season. It's a great time of year, and I'm just really glad that we're getting, you know, some games in, and lucky to have played a couple here recently, too. Let's talk a bit about the season. It's been weird, Jake. This has been an odd season, and I can only imagine how it's been for you. We've got four games in and now heading down to Westminster. But can you tell us, you know, what's it like on the court as a college basketball player right now amidst this odd season and a pandemic?
There's just a lot of unknown at the moment. We don't really know when we're going to play, who we're going to play, or if the games will get canceled, if we'll get a chance to play. But we're taking advantage of every opportunity we've been given. So,
absolutely. And does that make it harder to prepare when you have a game scheduled but you're not quite sure, you know, last minute things get canceled? Does that make it, you know, more difficult to get ready than in games past when you've been with CSC?
At the beginning of the season, actually, Coach Pavin talked to us. He's like, you know, it's frustrating, and we know nothing's set in stone yet, but I think we've been doing a good job preparing and getting ready for each opponent. So
it's shown on the court that you guys are obviously getting the pregame work in and done. And you took Colorado Mesa to double overtime, a team that's ranked in the top 25. Got key wins over Westminster already. And Regis, as we visit with Jacob Jefferson, what has been the key overall, you think, for this team having the success that you guys have had early on in this season through the first four games, looking good?
I think it's really just us coming together as a team and rebounding as a team, sharing the ball as a team, and really just coming together. I mean, like you said, we haven't had a ton of opportunities to really play, and I know a lot of us are getting tired of playing against each other. So, I mean, every time we get a chance to go out on the court, we're ready to go.
Yeah, I like the phrase you used, coming together, and, you know, team chemistry is so important, especially, you know, in college basketball, when there can be quite a bit of turnover with transfers and the portal and all these different things. And, you know, a new coaching change this year with Coach Pavin coming in and a lot of new guys, a lot of exciting new teammates it looks like you've got this year, too. It's fun to watch and learn about these new guys. And Brady Delamont, Caden Sund, a couple guys coming back with you that have been here for a few years. Has the blend and the chemistry all really started to come together and, you know, as fast as you had hoped?
I feel that we still have a little bit of a ways to go. I think we could still come together a little more. I think we need to spend some more time together. But as a play, I think we've been playing really well together, and we're starting to mesh together and get after it.
Yeah, that's, you know, something that'll, through four games in a weird kind of season, maybe take a little bit longer to get some of that chemistry going. But so far, you've got two big wins, and it's coming through on the court as we visit with Jacob Jefferson on our show tonight. And Jake, you know, it's just good to see you healthy and out there playing. You have a potential for a huge season this year. And, you know, I remember one of the things Coach Houston Reed told me when you first came in and he recruited you, he said, here's a guy who's, you know, got a chance to be an all-RMAC kind of player. So, you know, I've been really excited to see you come along and develop and see the type of player you've become with the inside game and the outside game. And, you know, but fans may not really realize just kind of all the things you've had to overcome with injuries in your past and in your career. Can you talk a little bit about the injuries you suffered and the rehab and coming through all of that to get to where you are right now?
Yes, I decided to play some football in high school, and I ended up, I got sideswiped on a tackle, and I ended up getting a meniscus meniscus surgery, arthroscopic or something like that. And then once I came here, I tore the same knee again on the opposite side. So that took a little while, and that's what caused my first year to be a redshirt year. But I think that actually that actually benefited me in the long run, taking that first year.
What was your rehab like in that the first time and the second time? Was it, when you have to go through that a second time, mentally it's got to be pretty discouraging thinking, geez, am I ever going to be able to get out and play? What'd you have to do to really battle through and stay strong through that?
I just kind of had to trust the process, understand that everything's going to work out in the end, and that the more work I put in, the more time I take to actually recover, the better off I'll be in the long run. And I think the second surgery, I definitely took a little more time, and I actually took the therapy as serious as I needed to be, and I think that's what's benefited me throughout everything.
And things feel good now? And
yes, sir.
It looks like that it's not hampering you at all right now with the way that you guys are playing, and had a big double-double the other night against Regis, 20 points, 13 rebounds for you in that game. Jake, let's revisit that a little bit. One of the, in addition to the numbers, you put up big numbers quite a bit, but I thought you did just a great job staying out of foul trouble in that game, and it's funny to see you kind of laugh about it here in the studio, because that was a game where 54 fouls were called. Kind of reminded me of the Highlands game a few years ago in overtime down there when there were 60-some fouls. But, what was your mindset navigating through the game on Monday night, knowing how it was being called and being able to have the big game that you did that night? What were you kind of thinking as that one moved along and being able to perform that way?
To be honest, it was all Coach Babin. He told me, make sure you're not fouling, don't touch anybody on defense. And we've been working. I know you've seen we've been fronting the post instead of playing behind. And that alone is just taking me out of the situations, even committing a foul. So I think just staying away, not touching anybody, not hacking anybody, I think that'll help a lot. Because, I mean, the more I've gotten to actually play, the more I've been in a rhythm and been able to get going. And
yeah, and Monday, you were able to get in that rhythm, whereas the night before, two quick fouls, and then you sit for the final 16 minutes of that first half. And, I know that's tough for you. I know you have to deal with that every night you go out. It seems like those guys kind of look in the post pretty quick, and, it's always a challenge. Do you kind of find yourself trying to figure out how very early on the game's going to be called each and every night with different official styles and loose or tight, and then trying to adjust how maybe you want to play in that game to make sure you get as much time as you can?
Yes, sir. I mean, the techniques on defense, the fronting, the jumping to the ball and staying in the gap, being between the man and the basket, I mean, that's all the things I need to stick with. But the refs kind of determine how physical I'm allowed to be on the court. If it was up to me, I mean, we'd be a little more physical. But for now, I gotta take it how they want to play it and stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah, I was, because of the style of player you are, you can be really physical and bang kind of down there in the post, and then you can slide out, be real smooth on the perimeters and hit those threes and almost play like a guard at times too. And you kind of answered my question, but it sounds like you would prefer, you like a more physical style of basketball than more of the finesse style.
Yes, sir. I do. I mean, even just taught at a young age, they always told me your play style should depend on who's guarding you. So if I have someone bigger on me, then I want to try to play with them out on the perimeter. If someone's smaller than me, I want to play with them inside. So, I mean, I kind of just try to find an advantage somewhere and take advantage of it.
Jacob Jefferson Jr. on the Eagle men's basketball team, our show guest here today. Jake, growing up, did you ever want to be, primarily down in the post or be a three-point shooter? I think a lot of kids, I always wanted to be the three-point guy, shooting threes because they're exciting. But you play both very, very well. Did it just kind of develop with how you grew and your size and your agility and that uniqueness that you offer in and out? Or did you kind of grow up wanting to play one or the other primarily?
It was kind of like what I was saying. The coaches I grew up with, they always explained to me, you want to find where you'll be most beneficial to the team. So if I'm bigger, scoring inside would be where I need to be. So, I mean, I really just comes here and there. When I first started playing ball, I wanted to shoot the three, so I won't lie to you. But once I realized that I was kind of gifted with some size, then that's where I started going inside more.
Jacob Jefferson with us here today. Jake, every time after every game you go into the locker room, and I remember noticing this about you early on in your CSC career, game ends, team goes in, you guys sure talk and go through your game stuff with each other, and then 5-10 minutes later you come on back out, you're still in the uniform and you're taking free throws and working on some things, and what's the significance behind that? A little additional work ethic that you come out and practice after playing a full game, something you rarely, if ever, see other guys do, but something very unique to you.
See, me, I I have a problem with leaving the gym on a miss. So that's the main I can't leave on a miss. So I had to come back out and at least get one. And then while I'm out there, I like to think about where I missed my shots, how I could have made them, things I could have done differently. And then free throws are always just a big key of the game. So I want to make sure I'm always going to be consistent there. So I try to come out after and try to work on those.
That's awesome. And your guy Caden Sun went 10 for 10 at the foul line the other night, Monday.
That's awesome.
As a free throw guy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It was great. And he's been stepping up, knocking down big shots, rebounding. I mean, it's love to see it. He's actually the only freshman I came in. It's me and him are the only. We came in with nine. There was nine freshmen my freshman year. And me and Caden's son are the only two left.
That's did you guys, since your freshman year, have you become pretty close, pretty good friends on and off the court? Or since you're in that same class, you have that bond?
Even it comes with the leadership. I mean, I feel like we both have tried to take more of a leadership role because we know we're, I guess you use it like the veterans, because this is our fourth year here in Chatham. So I'm not saying we're trying to run things, but we're trying to make sure everybody's working how we need to be working and everyone's staying happy.
Yeah, you certainly have that lay of the land and the familiarity with Chatham and the Chicoin Center and how things are a bit out here. And awesome to hear is Jacob Jefferson with us today on the CSC Sports Journal. Let's hop into a couple of other questions. Jake, just kind of some fun, quick hitters. And what's your favorite RMAC team to face? Do you have a team in our conference that you just say, oh, I love playing these guys, or I really want to beat these guys?
It comes down to two for me, and Colorado Mines, obviously. Like they're always a top team in our league, and we've been so close to beating them so many times. And I have to get them before I'm done playing college ball. I'm gonna get them, and then the second it has to be UCCS. I mean, we just have a little relationship. I'm not a big fan of them, to be honest. I want to beat them too every time we play them.
It's become a really fun rivalry with some chippiness, and their gym gets pretty raucous when we go down there to Colorado Springs. Two good choices, Jake. And do you have a favorite RMAC away gym or court you like playing on the most? Is UCCS in there because they get kind of rowdy? Does that road crowd fire you guys up, fire you up? And, you know, Highlands, they're always pretty rowdy when we get down there. Or is there where do you like to play outside of Chicoin?
I love the rims in New Mexico Highlands gym. That's my favorite rims in the whole league. But as of like the gym arena, I really enjoy playing at Colorado Mines. I really like they always have some fan section talking crazy and being rowdy. So not this year, but in the past, so I'd say Colorado Mines and Highlands. Those are my two favorite gyms.
Yeah, sadly not this year. Obviously, the safety with the pandemic situation. But is it weird not having fans when you're out there playing, Jake? Or do you guys even really notice when you're playing that there's not a crowd in there?
Coach Pavin really, I mean, he brought it to our attention. He said that we're going to have to bring our own energy. And I think that us bringing our own energy to the gym and us staying together, playing one possession at a time, I mean, it's helped us really lock in and not even worry about any outside noise. So I think realistically, I mean, we'd love to have the fans in there, but I think we've been doing good staying in our own and just coming together and playing ball.
Yeah, the bring your own juice mantra that you hear a lot. I'm sure teams just trying to do everything they can, like you guys, to do that. And is there a CSC game, Jake, that you've played in to this point in your career you remember the most, or maybe a favorite game that you've played in, a great memory? What's the, you know, one of those that sticks out to you in your career thus far?
I want to say, I believe it was my sophomore year. It was when Tate Champion was here, Chuck, Charles Gavin,
yeah,
Doom, Jay Sean. We had an amazing team there, I thought. But
yeah, that was a fun season.
We played Highlands at home, and we just brought a different type of energy. I know we had the football players out there in the short shorts waving around the flag.
Yeah.
I mean, we just brought a different energy. Tay was dunking people. I mean, everybody was just locked in, ready to go. And not wrong, I think we beat them by about 20. So that one's got to be one of my favorites so far.
What about NBA or college basketball teams you're a fan of? Do you, you know, get a watch? Do you like to watch a lot of other basketball at the pro level or college basketball? You're so focused on obviously your season, but you know, who else do you like in the pros or at the college level, team wise?
To be honest, I don't really have a favorite college team. I kind of just watch whoever's on. I mean, I enjoy watching Virginia. I enjoy watching. There's a ton of them. But in the pros, the Dallas Mavericks. It's nice. Those have been my favorite team since I started watching basketball. It was Dirk Nowitzki.
Ah, yes.
Kind of tying it back. I mean, he's who I wanted to try to play with, like play like, if you will. So
that was where I was going next. Who would you kind of pattern your game after or like? And Dirk certainly is a guy that you guys play similar. And I imagine you're a big Luka Doncic fan too with Dallas.
Yes, sir. And then, I mean, it's Dirk, Luka. And then there was one other, he's not a Maverick, but Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh, yeah.
The footwork, I could watch his videos for hours. I love seeing him.
What do you like so much about Hakeem's footwork? What makes him so good with those feet back when he was just dominating with the Rockets and back in the day that makes him so successful that you want to try and do?
I mean, I loved how he had, I mean, his hook, it was just his bread and butter, but he had counter moves on counter moves, and he had just his quickness, his change of speed, and how he can get around dudes and finish through pressure. I mean, it's unbelievable. I love to watch his highlights.
What's your major at CSC, Jake?
I'm majoring in business administration. I have an emphasis in marketing.
Terrific. And what do you want to do then after college for a career? What kind of things are you looking at job-wise?
I'm looking into being a market research analyst.
Market research analyst. Terrific.
Yes, sir.
And then I guess the big question, too, in this year and the pandemic is, you know, do you know if you want to use that extra year of eligibility? Have you thought about that? I mean, you're just a junior, so you've got time left, I guess. This is sort of that free year. Do you think about that, or have you decided on anything like that?
I haven't yet decided. I'm really loving playing right now, though. I really am. And I know me and Coach Pavin had a few conversations about possibly chasing a master's degree, so when that time comes, we'll cross that bridge. But I think there's a pretty good chance I'll be here playing next year.
Yeah, that'd be great, Jake. Really hope to see you have a great season this year and then in the future moving forward, too. Guys are off to a great start. 2-2, big wins over Westminster and Regis, and get Westminster coming up again here in a few nights in Salt Lake City. Jacob Jefferson, Chadron State men's basketball, our guest today on the CSC Sports Journal radio show and podcast. Jake, great to see you. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.